022 Thursday night, Chodesh Halavos. Okay, we're up to page Kuf Pei Gimel, sharing you from the Maisa Perek Hey. The ubiquitous Perek Hey, sharing you from the Maisa. It just goes and goes and goes. And he's talking about the idea that people do things because they want people's approval. And he goes through the various mental exercises you should take in order to realize how absurd it is to do, how it's absurd from many, many different angles and perspectives, how absurd it is to do things. Do things for that reason, that goal in mind. The last thing he said, for example, is that, you know, a person will do something, he wants to have fame, he wants people to have heard of him and to approve of him, to approve of his actions. And the truth is, our world is so limited, it's almost a joke. When you compare it to the Nitzchius, and the totality of Olam Haba, when you do things with Shema, like how famous would you be, Rabbi Yochanan Zalmanis says? How much of the globe is encompassed by the people that know you, and how long will your fame last? And it's so small, it's so mitzutzum. But the truth is, every person is in his own world. And in the person's world, so he thinks, you know, he made it big. But it's very, if you compare it to the Nitzchius, but that's how it is. That's how a person wants that. We're all in our own world. Let's say they would print a volume of Bot Scroll. They would leave out my name. So that's it. It would bother me very much, I'm sure. Right? That's, everybody has their world. So they say, oh, that's. But the Chavis HaLovitz points out, and he brings down the Pesuk, and Achebel b'nei Yodom, Kozom b'nei Yish, Teitzer Ruchi Yosef Liad Moso, Ein Zichron lo Rishonim, Vagam lo Achronim, Shehiyu, Lo Yil Lehem Zikaron. It's very, very fleeting. Yesterday's newspaper, it doesn't really mean anything. You meet someone, they go, oh, you're that guy, wow. And then 10 seconds later, you know, he's having a different conversation. But in your mind, it's a permanent, real thing. It's really very fleeting, very small, very mitzumtzum. It's really nothing at all. What's his lotion here? Velochein. Five lines before the end of the paragraph on Kuf Pei Gimel, he has the person talking to the Yetzer Hara, so to speak. V'lachein hapratas atzmi bo, bothering myself to do things to have people's approval, which, as much as we're sitting here denigrating it and knocking it, but it's probably a very large percentage of our actions have that in mind. When you find someone doing things that truly, truly doesn't care what people think of him, so he's usually called a shugma, he does funny things, he does crazy things, and then if he has, but like what he does, like, you're really supposed to do things that way, right? You go, yeah, well, yeah, supposed to, but that's not how you're supposed to act. But the truth is, it is how you're supposed to act if you don't care what people think of you. So, as much as we're denigrating it, but it indeed controls most of our actions, and the Chavis HaLovitz points out that Hatrodas Atzmi Bo Va'asiyosi Mataraso Migraz Barura V'Chet Masuav Mitzidi. He describes it in very low terms. Migraz Barura, it's a very clear chisaron. The chait masuah, then it's a disgusting chait, because it's not logical. And the person's so caught up with himself that it's really beyond logic. When you think of how fleeting it is and how small it is, how small a portion of the world cares, and they care for like around 2 to 3 seconds or minutes. I tell my children very often, you know, someone wants to do a shidduch, so much of shidduchim, at least in the world I'm in, much of shidduchim is this inyan of, oh wow, look at the shidduch he did. He did the shidduch. A lot of it is that, a very large portion of that. So I point that to them. That lasts like when people first hear about it. Once you're married, or once they know about it already for 2 days, people just don't. Oh wow, you married a human's daughter. Wow, you did it. But it's only when they hear about it. So you get that reaction from people. But by the next day, no one's reacting that way anymore. Certainly once you're married, no one cares. No one cares who you're right. It's just not okay. So that's what Chavis Halbos is pointing out. These things are very, very, very not real. Ephemeral. How do they pronounce the word? Migraus Barura, he calls it a big chisara. Because the truth is, if you go to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, if you go to someone that's a chacham, chachmas hanefesh, they'll explain the phenomena as, because people have no self-esteem. And that's why so much of what we do is in order to seek people's approval. Because we don't feel confident. A person who has low self-esteem, so the esteem that he feels is the esteem that he feels reflected from others. He doesn't have self-esteem. So that's really where it comes from. So that it really isn't the grouse burura, because that's really where it comes from. If you want to analyze it psychologically, because it's as the Chayim Zalbomus described it, if you chazer over the Chayim Zalbomus and you learn it. So he really hits home how silly it is. And then you think how much of our actions it governs. So the Teretz is that because it comes from a very, very big character, flaw, comes from the chisara, the graz gurura, he calls it, it comes from lack of self-esteem. Even on a national level. On a national level, if you have Israel, right, to a degree, if you say, what's the only country in the world today, probably, that every single thing that it does is with a cheshbon of what other countries are going to think of it. So you're saying, what country acts that way? Israel is the worst. And then you'll say, which country has the least picture of who it is? And what does it represent? And what is its real identity? It is what self-esteem is really all about. And then you say, Taka makes sense. Taka makes sense because they don't know who they are. They don't have a clear national identity. Jews, Israelis, Middle East. Well, the terrorists wanted them to join the Arab Association. So that's his goal, that they should join the Arab League, the Arab League. So when you don't have a good self-identity and you don't know what your life is all about, and you don't know what you're accomplishing and you don't know why you're here, so then you're going to get your feeling of self-worth from other people's approval. So it really is a migraz berura. You almost feel sorry for the person. Chazal is a Musa Sefer. He's talking, you have to deal with the Eitz Hara, because the Eitz Hara uses the weakness in terms of chet, because then you do the wrong thing, because if your goal is to make other people approve, so then you're going to talk about an Hara, and you're going to step on people, and your actions are not going to be ultimately motivated by what's right. So it really ends up bad. It ends up, that's a big chisaron.
Right.
But the flaw is really, unfortunately, almost a psychological one. Yeah.
Your analogy of the 3 seconds about the shidduch.
Yeah.
Picture when I just heard you say that, picture this is how the world relates to Israel.
Yeah.
3 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? And when something is signed, okay,
yeah.
And a few minutes later, an hour later, a few days later, done. What's it mean?
Right.
Okay, and nothing.
Right.
It's kind of, you know, they go on doing right. what the Arabs go on doing yeah. what Arabs
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Anything.
You're right. It's great. I mean, it's a good point. Super alacha the chassidim the conversation, apocryphal, it doesn't matter. The conversation between the person and he said to his friend, "I'm this taveis. Is everything equal by you?" Only days are inyan. What are you talking about? Is what equal by you? Omar im shodim beinecha hatila bar gibel. Can you honestly say that it's all the same to you if someone praises you or if someone denigrates you, if someone makes fun of you, if someone denigrates, that's the word. It's all the same to you. On my law. I can't say it's the same. I mean, I don't, if you would ask me, I'd say I don't live for people's approval. But, you know, in one case I was like saying, is it the same if someone hits you or if someone gives you a ride in a car? It's not the same. But he said, no, it's not the same. Amalo and Cain, Terami got to Lehesa. You're not holding where you should be yet. The true person who fulfills that the Prophet was talking about in this Shar Yichud HaMaisa, who doesn't look to other people for approval, who doesn't care about other people's approval at all, so to him it'll be the same. If they say, yes, you did a good job, or if they say, what's the matter with you? You're an idiot. You did a horrible job. It'll be all the same thing. I'm not talking about that he's not sure if he did a good job or not, and he needs other people's opinion to judge if he did a good job or not. That's a different question. That's to take criticism that he didn't do a good job. But we're talking about just what people think of him. So it has to be all the same thing. So the truth is, you could look at that in many, many ways. Like you say, I was thinking about this line that I was in love with. It could be true in many ways. You say, it's all the same to me if people praise me or if people knock me. So say, okay, well, I don't care what people think of me. So therefore, it's all the same. But I can see another way of looking at it, which the Chavis of Olas really alluded to before. What if someone comes to me and says, you know, and he knocks me and says, because you're praised? Is there something that's clearly not true? There's something about me that is not true. What's the matter with you? You knocked someone over yesterday with a car and you ran away. So I'm not going to care whether he's saying that because I know it's not true. Someone comes over to the person and says, you're very ugly. You have a pimple on your nose. It's disgusting to look at. And you don't have a pimple on your nose. It's not going to bother you. Right? So the Chagallah said before that that's one of the things that Shetaniyei Torah. So when people praise you, you also know that it's not true. And you know the flaws that you have. So when people praise you for something, you know that, okay, you lucked out for a couple of minutes. You did something right for a change. But so that's another way of looking at the sentence that Shovim Be'enecho Hatila Ba'agimli. That if it doesn't bother you, if it's not true, so the Tehillah is also not true. Or you know it's not all-encompassing, or it's not as good as they think, or that you didn't do it l'shma, or all the various flaws that can accompany anything good that we do, whether we want approval, or we want covet, or we want power, or we want to get ahead. So the tehillah is really like a philanthropy. It's praise to the skies for his philanthropy, so he should be sitting there thinking, you know, if they're really true, what they're saying about me. So, That's another way of looking at this sentence of Im Nishtavesa. But the Pasha of the Pshat is that it should roll off your back. Either way, it's not a cheshbon. It shouldn't come into the cheshbon of your life, what other people think of you. As something you have to deal with, it does. But it doesn't come into the picture of your life as a goal, as something that you want to accomplish. If people think of you a certain way and act a certain way, you have to deal with it, just like you have to deal with all the things in your life that you have to deal with. But it's not something you're striving towards. B'lochei, the Chassid tells him, Hishtadel, you have to work on yourself. If you smile when they praise you and frown when they knock you to something, you're not shulling yet. Ulai tagil dargazu, kihinala bedargas achasidim, the siya chamudos. It's a wonderful, wonderful ultimate goal that you should try to reach. I visited Shraga last week, like 2 weeks ago. So he's in, he has a roommate, and a super famous guy, you know, somebody copper. It's a guy, Avi, copper. He killed a whole bunch of Arabs. Yeah. What? What did he do? He killed a bunch of Arabs.
He killed 8 Arabs.
So he says, he's his roommate now. He says, he never met, like, the guy's at Sadat now. I'm not talking about what happened, I don't even know the story. It's not a gay. I'm talking about what the person is now. He's with them day in, day out. He says, the guy is an unbelievable person. So he told me, he didn't even know when Leonard Cutter's a love story. He told me he never met a person, he says, he managed, and he, Shraga's an amazing person, by the way. I mean, the way he's working on himself, and he's always thinking about things, and he's really working. So we were talking about this prat, about caring what people think of you, and wanting people's approval. So he says he never met anyone like this guy. He wasn't just talking to him, I'm not talking about the silliness, he killed that. Talking about the person as a mess. I think he's in prison now for 15 years already, something like that.
He's a very, very long time.
Yeah, I think he had a 25-year sentence or something like that. He's there already 15 years. He says he never, ever met anyone like this that goes through this day, and he's just, you're sure. He does what you got to do, what you're supposed to do. And there's stuff going around. Plays out of, you know, I don't even know why. I don't know the story about him. Because he never met a person that is so... And he says he taught the Shraga about that that's how a person should be. You have to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. You have to do what you have to do. You can't base your life on what other people are going to think. So I told Shraga, he had, I told him what we learned last week. There was a sentence we had in the Feliz Malvavos, that what someone thinks of you or says about you should be as meaningful to you as if an animal said it. We had that sentence last week, as if a plant says it. So he had a dog, he was going to tell it to him. And he says he never met anyone like that. They were so self-confident. Like, all he cared about was doing love for the way we're learning. He describes it that way. He was jealous of them. He says he was like he's trying to learn from them. He talks to them a lot. He learned the Chavrusa a little.
There's a lot of the Rabbi mentioned before about not doing things that will make people think that you're crazy or something that's unusual.
That's a din, call it a midah. These are the Kiyami Hashem and the Yisrael. Again, when I'm talking about don't care what people think about you, it doesn't mean you walk into a room and you open the window even though everybody's freezing, and you step on people's toes, and you bump into them, and you say, get out of my way. We're not talking about that demus of a person.
Your mythic is to, if you want to wear a talus on Friday night, because that's what you think is the right thing to do, you walk into a show where they don't wear it. So, is it the right thing to do, or is it not the right thing to do? Because people are going to look at you like you're crazy.
If you really think it's the right thing to do, find somewhere else to daven. That's what you should do.
Which side is ruling there? Because it looks crazy, or so? Want to wear a big white kippah on Friday? Because that's what you think it's Kabbalah Shabbos for, and everybody around you will think you're crazy.
You would have to convince me that he holds that's what he should do, not just that's what he wants to do. You would have to convince me of that. If you tell me someone really too duchte inyan and holds that you should wear tefillin by mincha, you really should, then yeah, you should do it anyway. But most of the time it's, why should you wear tefillin by mincha? Why not? I want to wear tefillin by mincha. Who said you don't have to? So then, you can be like everyone else. If it's good enough, if people don't wear tefillin by mincha, why do you have to be on the shulchan? If you really, you know, like the grub, you went through the inyan, and you hold it out, be din, like you have to wear tefillin by mincha, because the whole head will not wear tefillin, because it's a hadash. And that's why we wear it by davening. New mincha is also davening. I won't have hesach hadash. So there's no tour of hesach hadash and gufnaki. So I'm going to wear tefillin by mincha. Yeah, then you should go wear tefillin. So you're telling me the big white kippah, you know, you're telling me a story, but it's hard for me to see a scenario with a guy hold that, you know. Yeah, if he made a shvua yesterday that he's going to wear a white kippah today, then he should wear the white kippah, not care what people think about him.
And if he comes from somewhere where everybody does that, and he goes somewhere for Shabbos, but they don't.
So the Gemara talks about such things also, you know, to do the minikamah. Yeah. It depends. Everything has to be judged, how imperative it is to do. Is it really the right thing? Is this something you're supposed to do? You know, if you tell me his Shabbos, you know, a Yemenite, the Chayta, they wear like white on Shabbos. Oh, that's a good example. Yeah, he should wear white. Because they hold as an Indian of wearing Ravonim, and I'll be Kabbalah, you know what I'm talking about? They wear like white. The Kabbalah on Shabbos, they wear white. So he holds, you have to wear Ravonim, and that's part of the, I'll be Kabbalah, that's the right thing to wear on Shabbos. He should wear it no matter where he is. Yes.
Rabbi, to accept.
Tchelis is a good example. If someone really thinks that you're supposed to wear the Tchelis, because there's enough of a chance that it is, so yeah, you should wear it no matter what people think about it.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Okay. I want to remind everybody I'm going to Shraga this Tuesday. You want to send along something that's not metal? I'll take it. Okay, let's go back. The Chasha Yisyai Shayetze. Milahachshulcha ba'ofen hazeh. Okay, now we'll move on to the next thing. You know what? Let's not start the next thing. Let's talk about this one. Again, you're talking about a person that's mekayem v'apel erecha kamocha and onos tevarim. He's careful about. He wouldn't make someone feel bad. But these are all things that you have to act a certain way. He would do chesed with people. He would talk softly to people. He would be mekabel kolodim to save upon him. Yofos. Rabbi Yochanan was always makdim shalom al kolodim. So the demus we're talking about is not some boor who's an insensitive lout. We're talking about someone that's adorable, that's all ala makom, all ala brios. But that's not his goal. That's not what's driving him. That's not where he takes his values from. I'm telling you, in my world, I'd say 70% of shidduchim is like, how will people react when they hear about it?
That can be a factor in making or breaking a shidduch.
That nobody will admit to it. What's in people's minds? You know, no one's going to say that openly. No one will ever admit to any of this. No one will say, you know, akinav, akaybav, akavod, motzianas, odom, and aolam. You know, know, you say taiva, okay, like that taka envelops a person, and that's his whole life. Kina, okay, I can see it. But that Chazal put kavod there also really means that it's a major emotional, psychological force in a person's life. And really, and I think the reason is because of the self-esteem business. So a person is, oh, a person's motivation is people's approval, because usually he doesn't have the self-confidence he needs on his own. So a kinna b'tayim about kavod, that's what kavod means. Kavod means people's approval, people holding you. He's being a spoiler that Chazal made of one of these three things. It like, seems like it's not that pervasive, but it is. It really is. And if you think about how people act, you see it is. Even though I always make fun of the no self-esteem crowd, I always make fun of it that it's not the primary thing. That's all they're worried about. They have to teach their kids. Most important thing in the world, right? It's the second most important thing in the world. First most important thing is self-control, not self-esteem. First you have to teach your kids self-control, which this door is doing a pretty bad job of, because the nisyonos are very great, because we can provide our kids with. You don't have to be so rich to, I think when I grew up, there were things like, you can't have that. We can't afford it. My kids are like, they didn't ask for a Porsche like that. But really, Baruch Hashem, we're able to give our kids basically. It's not a good thing. Because then all of a sudden we want them to control themselves, and they've never exercised that muscle. It's really an important yourself in chinuch, just for the heck of it. Just for no, like, to not give them something, just to do that, just exercise self-control. So I said that for self-esteem a second. I have to move on that. Self-esteem a second, but it's true, it's a very big problem, self-esteem. And that's why you have the kavod. That's why kavod is such a motivating thing. Okay. Any questions? Okay, the next thing is B'chasher Yisyoi Shayetim Al-Hashil Chaboyfen Hazeh. So he gives up the last two things we had, that he tries to entice you that you need people and you have to get ahead in the world. And then he tells you have to meet people's approval, and he couches it in firm terms that if people hold of you, they'll emulate you, etc., etc. Okay, so now he gives up and he moves on to the next thing. Then he pushes, he wants to keep you busy. And whenever you have a spare moment, like, when is the last time, I'm not talking to right on here, whoever comes to Fenton, whoever she is already, special people. But if you, how many of us really, like, take the time to just not do anything and think? And contemplate whether it's Avos and Yiras Hashem, or whether it's Midos, or whether it's where they're going with their lives, just to think. And that's what the Eitz Hara in his next paragraph, Eitz Hara always wants to keep you busy. You're always thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow in terms of the physical world, and how you're going to react, and how you're going to, what you're going to do in your job tomorrow. You're always making plans. You're always thinking about Olam Hazeh. He wants to keep you busy. You're always, that's why he made the confines. So you're always busy. But to sit and whenever you want to just think about Torah or about Hashem or about what you're doing with yourself and what your chiyuvim are, so that's where he tries to get you. And when you have a quiet moment, he says, oh, you have time to figure out the books, why there was a discrepancy in the books. And he tries to take you away, and that's how he gets you always involved in Olam Hazeh, because you're always busy, 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 busy. As I kind of want something in the car, put on the radio. you're on the radio, you have to hear the traffic on the Gowanus Expressway. Even though you're on the BQE, you know where they would go. Oh, that's rather near the Gowanus. That's here in Staten Island. You care what's going on the Gowanus, but we listen. You know, it's 18 after the hour. We listen to the traffic. I'm still in America. Here, I don't know. They have traffic reports in there.
Yeah.
Well, it's the one. Okay, I'll see everybody tomorrow morning, 6:45. Again, we have handouts. Maybe we should put it on the tables now. Handouts.